Where in your nonfiction, it's strict narrative, and that's easy. But if you want to combine it, you have to put that dialogue in there and realistic. That for me as an early writer, that was my biggest challenge.
Welcome to Literary Gumbo 2.0. Each episode explores the world of writing, publishing, and book marketing. I'm your host, Lisa Engel, the right angle to help you write and sell your story. Sit back and enjoy.
I am here today with Tara Trevor, a memoirist and essayist. Welcome, Tara.
Thank you for inviting me, Lisa.
Yeah. So you started out with feature articles and columns and essays and short form. When did you know you wanted to do a book?
Well, I knew I wanted to do a book when my readers were saying, when are you going to do a memoir? And I was like, oh my goodness, I'd never even thought about it. So I began writing. It took me about 11 years to write my first book. It was a story about my motherhood journey. And I already had readers, like, you know, I have from my columns, I had a lot of readers who were ready to buy the book. And I also spoke at a yearly conference. So I was luckier than most authors when I started out. I already had readers and I already had a way to promote my book. And so that grew from there doing book groups. And after book groups would read the book, then they would invite me to come and be their guest speaker. And it was fun. I traveled all over the United States to different book groups. And this was in, the first book was published in 2006. And it had a good, strong 10-year run.
How did you find your publisher?
Well, my publisher, it was a niche genre. It was about transracial adoption. I had a child adopted from Korea. And so I was looking for a publisher. And before I wanted to make sure that I had a good, strong manuscript, so I sent it to someone. It was friends of, Korean American Adoptive Family Network. And I sent it to the founder and I had her read it. And I said, what do you think of it? And she wrote back and she said, I love it. And interestingly, we're just getting ready to start a new publishing group. And we're going to publish two books this year. And I want yours to be one of them. So again, I got luckier than you usually are. It was published, and that's how I started out with my first book. But then my second book, which just came out last year, way different story. I had to do all the whole traditional search, queried many, many, many different publishers, and University of Nebraska Press said yes. So that was my second book, just came out. It's We Who Walk the Seven Ways, and it's also a memoir. So now for the past year, I've been doing book groups for this new book.
And how do you go about finding the book groups who want to read your book?
Well, this time it wasn't near as easy as with my first book because I didn't have that built-in readership. So I had to do it word of mouth. And what I've discovered is if you just tell a few people, they tell many people. We always have this idea that there's some magical link that you can get on book groups and now they're, book clubs are going to want to buy your book and it'll be easy, but it's not ever, ever, ever easy. It's this memoir is University of Nebraska Press has it cataloged as Native Studies Memoir. And so I have the opportunity to do readership of anyone who's interested in reading books about Native American journeys and also memoir. So those are pretty much my readers. I've gone to Unitarian Universalists. They have book groups and all the Unitarian churches have book groups and they like books on spirituality. So that's been a good avenue.
That's good. That's a good market to tap into.
Yeah, so I have the faith-based communities that I can go into. But again, it's just contacting lots of different people and, you know, and hearing a lot, just not hearing anything back at all. And then every now and then you get a yes. And then that one yes leads to another one. And then another thing that I've been doing is if I speak to a book group and I know of another author that they would really also enjoy their book, I'll recommend them. And so that's that in turn, that happens to me.
So you're doing all this footwork yourself of finding these groups. You don't have a service or something that you've subscribed to?
No, I don't. I haven't been able so far. I haven't been able to be hooked up to it. I think I have the same dream that all authors have, is that one day something will lead to that link where you have a service or some kind of connection.
So what is it? How's the process go when you find a group and you book to speak with them? How does it happen?
Well, with my first book, well, I'm always invited. I just put out the word, and so I never asked to be invited. I'm always invited. And with my first book, I never would charge anything because I always thought that if they buy the book, that's payment enough for me. But then they would give me an honorarium. And so that's what I'm doing at this time. And I'm just open. I don't say anything. And sometimes they decide to give you an honorarium and sometimes they don't. If you have the luxury to have a book that's, you know, bestseller or you're a best-selling author. But I'm just thankful to have the opportunity to have written this book for the University of Nebraska Press to publish it and for readers to buy the book and want to read it. So sometimes I go, if it's easy to travel, I'll travel and meet with the book group in person, but I do lots of book group meetings on Zoom.
So is that primarily how you do it these days?
Primarily it is, and it started during the pandemic. My book, okay, here it was published in 2006, and it actually sold out during the pandemic because there were so many people reading, and one word of mouth would lead to another, and I did lots and lots of Zoom book groups during the pandemic.
Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer to go in person, or do you prefer the online version?
I love being able to go in person when we can. That's the best. You just sit around, and it's just like usually it's hosted in a very relaxed atmosphere. Sometimes people's living rooms, sometimes out in the backyard. If it's a large group, it'll be in their meeting space. Like Unitarian churches, they always have really nice lounges that we meet in. But it's just you sit around and you have a conversation, very candid, and I love it.
Do you ever find that you go and there are people who haven't read the book?
Often that does. And then I've had some of the readers come back and say that they read part of the book and they're not even very strong readers, but they actually read it. So, and then I've actually had one person said she wasn't sure that she was going to enjoy the book, but she said, I wasn't happy in the middle. She goes, but then I was very, very happy when I got to the end. And I thought that might be the best comment of all, because she pushed through to the end to read it.
In
both of my books, there are deaths, and some people can't handle sad stories. So I understand.
So do you find that by going to these groups, do you find it helps you get reviews?
No, it doesn't help get reviews. Sometimes if they ask me, I'll say, oh, well, it would be so helpful if you would go on to Goodreads and rate the book. Say, well, you know, that's how do you want to be thanked? And I said, well, if you like the book enough to go give it rating, I'd be, you know, very, very thankful for that. But no. But it's the joy of having written a book, being able to share it with others who've enjoyed it.
So they contact you and they say, we're going to read your book and we want you to come speak to us in person or through the computer. And how long usually is it that between somebody asking you to present and you actually doing the event?
It depends on what their schedule is and mine. Sometimes it can be just, if I don't have anything going on and neither do they, it could just be very soon. Other times we book quite a bit in advance. And if travel's involved, then we always, you know, it's in advance, well in advance. And I have a link up on my website that just says, you know, I'd be delighted to talk with your book group. And mostly that's how I'm contacted.
Do you have a list of questions that you send them that they can discuss?
Sometimes we do. It depends on what their topic of their book group is. If it's spirituality, which apps. I've actually talked to memoir classes. They've contacted me and said that we're writing memoir and, you know, we loved yours and we'd like to talk about that. So it's always tailored different depending on which group is reading at what their special interest is.
So you teach memoir workshops.
I didn't plan on teaching memoir workshops, but I've had two groups contact me recently and ask if I would talk about writing memoir. So I've done that. And that was a lot of fun also.
Well, that's great. So I guess that's probably what you'll have to put into your bag of tricks now.
Right.
I know that you're going to be teaching a nonfiction writing class at the Santa Barbara Writers Conference. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, Andrea Weir Estrada and I are both going to be teaching the creative nonfiction workshop, which combines fiction techniques with nonfiction writing. And Andrea is going to be leading the workshop on Tuesday and Friday afternoons from 1 to 1:30. And then I'm going to be leading it on Wednesday and Thursday. And the reason I'm leading it less days is because I'm no longer living in Santa Barbara. I'm in Santa Cruz now. So those are the 2 days I'm able to get there. And then Andrea was kind enough to say she'd do 3 days. So we're looking forward to that.
What do you find is people's challenges when they go to try to do creative nonfiction? What do you think people find is the hardest part?
Probably when you have to take, it's best idea to take scenes and have dialogue and work it in. So, you know, I try to help them understand, you have your manuscript, you have everything, and then we pick out which is better told as a scene rather than narrative. Where in your nonfiction, it's strict narrative, and that's easy. But if you want to combine it, you have to put that dialogue in there and realistic. That for me as an early writer, that was my biggest challenge.
Did you have any mentors that helped you with that?
I did. I started out, Bill Downey was one of my mentors. I'm way back from those days, early days of in the 80s, the Writers' Conference, Shelley Loewenkoff, Anne Loewenkoff, Barnaby. I'm hail from the way early Writers' Conference early days. So those are my mentors. Grace Rocco, everyone from way back in then. And many of us are, you know, continuing on.
Yes. Yeah. That was really fun back, at the Miramar, and, it's still pretty fun.
It's still fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned from Fannie Flagg when I was learning how to, you take a book, write a book. And she said she had a clothesline in her house and she would hang up her pages on her clothesline. And so when I was doing my first, even in my second book, I don't have a clothesline, so I'd line all my pages up and down the hallway from one room to another to know and rearrange chapters.
Yes, that's a great a great method. And a lot of people do that too with just writing on index cards and rearranging those. Which scene goes where? Yeah, that's a great method. I like that one. Do you do anything else to try to market your books?
Yes, constantly. I would say that, well, writing your book is the fun part for me, but for marketing, and that's huge, because what good is it if you have a book that nobody's reading? So social media constantly, but I don't really find that works as well as word of mouth. Again, just it depending on who you're friends with. And recently a friend told me that she walks every day and she always sees a woman in her neighborhood and they wave and they've been seeing each other for the longest time. But recently they got into a conversation and they started talking about books. And she said, oh, I've just read a book that you might like. So she went over and loaned my book to her. And then that person shared it with someone else. So you never know how it's going to turn out. But I really think it's a matter of who you know and who you might meet and who they might tell.
That's true.
And you know, you just, and also faith, just a lot of faith.
Yes, definitely. Well, going back to the book groups, what's the hardest part about presenting to a book group?
Well, presenting isn't a bit hard. It's hard as the finding the groups. Again, sending out lots and lots of emails saying that, you know, you're the author of this book, and see, you know, if they have a book club, book group, and if they do, please consider my book. That's the hard part for me. But once you get a book group and you're sitting down talking, it flows. You never know which direction it's going to flow in, but you know, it does.
Do you get hard questions sometimes?
I do. And I get deeply personal questions. Because oftentimes they don't want to talk about the book. They want to talk about what I wrote in the book, which caused them to wonder, what if, and did I also do something else? And what led me to what I did?
But you're pretty well practiced. And what do you do to prepare? Because I know it must be when people have to go up on stage and speak, or the whole actor's kind of preparation and stuff. Do you find it hard to prepare yourself emotionally?
Well, not anymore. I used to. I've been speaking, being a panelist, and I've led workshops at a number of different conferences since my first book was published in 2006. So I've had a lot of practice. But at first, yes, I was nervous. And I actually love being on panels where there's three, four of us, and we tackle a topic together. That's one of my favorite.
So it's mainly the practice, and just the more you do it, the more comfortable you are.
I think so.
Well, do you have any advice to people who have, say, a memoir out and they're looking to speak to book groups?
I do. Don't give up. Continue searching. If you just send out your emails, continue doing your social media, talk to everyone who you could think is interested, and just realize that if you don't hear anything at all, it doesn't mean that something's not happening behind the scenes. Just hold on to faith and keep pushing on.
And it sounds like you have a couple of different niches that you've got the faith and the Native American and the several different niches. Do you think that helps?
Very, very much so. I can't even imagine how you would do it if you just had a novel. Like I, that, it would depend on what your not your niche is for the novel. But I only know how what particular genres that I've been writing. But I think it would translate for whatever someone has, whichever book. You would just like search your subjects and in the beginning of the book, where how they catalog it, that also gives you a lot of ideas of where to begin, like looking for your book group readers.
Well, that's great. Do you have any groups coming up in the near future?
One, but it's a friend's. Oh, that's another good important thing. Thank you for bringing this up. Sometimes it's just a friend's readers group. A group of people, maybe six women that are all getting together and reading the same book. It doesn't have to be an organized group. So I do. I have a local group coming up soon. We're going to do that. And that's just a sitting around the backyard drinking lemonade, talking about the book. And it's fun.
Yeah. Well, I hope you find a lot more because it sounds really fun. I hope other authors will get into this type of finding these little groups. And do you ever give like a book discount to the group?
Well, because I don't have any way to do that. I don't sell them the books. University of Nebraska Press often does sell, but for so many books sold, they will do a discount. And then also, it just depends on where. I always encourage my readers to go to their favorite local bookstore first. And my book is in most bookstores, and it can also be ordered. And it's also in many libraries. And I'm just as happy if somebody wants to get my book from a library as well. In fact, that's a great honor.
That's true. And as we're speaking, it's National Library Week, so it's great to encourage getting things from the library any time of the year, though. So, well, I thank you very much, and I look forward to your workshop at the Santa Barbara Writers Conference.
Thank you. I'm looking forward as well.